We're speaking now with Dr. Tom Lawrence. He's a candidate and an incumbent for the Pendre Hospital District Board of Trustees that Bonner County residents are going to be voting on in this election. Dr. Lawrence, thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
Sure.
Well, let's start with an introduction. For the folks that may not know you, tell us a bit about yourself, including, you know, how and when did you wind up here in Bonner County?
Well, I'm currently still a family physician. I'm still boarded and have my medical license, but I've been retired for about 4 years. I came to Sandpoint in 1977. I got my medical degree from Colorado, and I did my residency in family practice in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I came to Sandpoint in 1977 because one of the local physicians in town agreed to hire me for a year. So I came here and I was like the sixth physician in Sandpoint. Fortunately, a week later, two internal medicines, Dr. Copeland Carlson, came to town. But I've been here since 1977. I've done primary care and family practice since that time. I've been on the hospital board and the Pendre Hospital District Board for about 35 years. I've been on both for a number of years.
The Hospital Foundation Board.
There's two boards that mainly run the hospital. There's Bonner General Health, which is a private board on a nonprofit hospital. And they do most of the management of our current hospital with our 450 employees. Then there's the Pendre Hospital District, which uses tax money to support three clinics. Bonner Health has 13 clinics in their outpatient ward, and the Pendre Hospital District runs three of those. They run Sandpoint Women's Health, we run the Ear, Nose, and Throat, and we run Behavioral Health-Mental Health. Those three clinics belong to and are controlled by the Pendre Hospital District. And you have to understand, that's what this election is about. It's not about the private a corporation that runs most of the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I've been on this Pendre Hospital District for 35 years, and I'm currently the chairman of it, and so I have a lot of interest in it doing well since I've put a lot of time in it, and I really have put a lot of time and effort into our hospital, and I really do not want it to have any issues either financially or politically. And I want those three clinics to be able to function on their own. And that's my main reason for wanting to have this position.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you probably answered this question already, but about what your professional experience is that relates to the position. Do you want to mention any other nonprofit groups or other things you do in the community that folks might be interested in?
Yes. Well, I'm currently on the board of Panhandle Special Needs, which is runs a developmentally disabled adult population. We have the greenhouse out there on Boyer. And I'm also on the Bonner General Hospital Foundation, which is a separate organization that raises money for certain projects that the hospital is into. Last year we raised $200,000 for the emergency room, which is fairly phenomenal considering it was a pandemic year.
That's phenomenal for any fundraising project, right, here in this town.
And I also belong to Drug Court. We're not truly a board, but I put in 1 to 2 hours a week dealing with the drug court population that we have in Bonner County, as far as rehabilitating them and trying to get people back on their feet without having to place them in jail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was going to ask you why you're running for hospital district trustee, since it's an unpaid position, but you already answered that question. So I'd like to know, are you a user yourself of Bonner General Health services as an individual consumer?
Right. So I went back and I think I've had I've had six surgeries at Bonner General Hospital over the years. I had a procedure done there in 2019. I'm the father of two sons that were both born at Bonner General Hospital. I've done all my work through Bonner General Hospital in the 40 years I was a family physician here. So I'm pretty familiar with most of what goes on at the hospital. And, I started at the grassroots. We were the ER physicians when I first started and then progressed to the point now where the hospital has their own ER physicians. They have their own people that admit people. I used to admit people, and I used to do OB and GYN here, and we now have specialists that control that. So I think I have a pretty good thinking pattern and experience pattern about what happens at our hospital.
Mm-hmm. So in this election, what do you consider to be issues that voters ought to be looking at?
Well, our biggest issue, like I said, is keeping these three clinics going, and the pandemic hurt them pretty much. The ENT clinic was just getting started when we became the owners of it, and so the pandemic set it back, and now it's finally getting more patients in again and starting to do well. Sandpoint Women's Health is coming back as there's more elective being done, and there's also people are starting to come back and getting their annual physicals and mammograms and stuff, which have been delayed over the time. And behavioral health actually didn't suffer that much in the pandemic. They were actually very busy. But we need to expand that, and I think that's what a number of our board trustees are thinking. We need to get more mental health in Sandpoint. And it looks like the hospital may be the way we have to do that because, we have the only psychiatrist in town and a lot of mental health is pulling back and out of small towns. So we need to entertain improving our mental health ability in Sandpoint, I think, through the hospital. So keeping those organizations financially stable is important. And also expansion. We have to entertain that, and that means the tax dollars that we're using, we have to consider using them in more ways than what we are.
Mm-hmm. How do you think we do as a rural community in providing health services to the population?
Well, I'm certainly biased, but I think as an acute care hospital, we do really well. I have some experience because I was a Blue Cross medical advisor for a couple of years, and so I was able to meet with other small hospital physicians on a monthly basis or every 2 or 3 month basis, and so I could tell how they were doing and what they were doing, and I think North Idaho, by and large, the small hospitals actually do well. We all kind of band together, and we're good friends with Kootenai, which helps kind of bond us, all doing medical care that tends to be the best for our patients.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got one more question, then we'll have maybe a minute for anything you want to say as a closing statement. But a big part of being on the board of any nonprofit or governmental unit is oversight of the budget. Do you feel the hospital district is doing a good job managing its budget?
Well, the hospital main budget is run by, of course, the private. But, you know, our organization, we because we're funded by tax dollars, have to have open meetings. So you can look at our website and look at every minute of every meeting we've had for years. The agenda has to be posted. The meetings have to be open. Anybody can come to our meetings. I don't think there's any other way we can offer more openness. The Bonner General Health, has to submit data to the state because we are a nonprofit organization, and people can look at that data and get a good idea about how the hospital otherwise is doing. But our three clinics tend to be fairly open, and like I say, anybody's welcome to come to our meetings. at any time. They're the fourth Tuesday of every month, and we're currently getting back to having them in the outpatient ward at Bonner General Hospital. So it'll be easy for anybody to come who wants to.
So we have about a minute left. Anything you'd like to throw in that you'd like voters to consider as they decide who they're going to vote for in this election?
Well, I think that we really need to be careful about not letting politics and people that are maybe a little bit on the edge coming in and trying to change our hospital. We're doing a good job as it is. We spend our money responsibly. I think you need to not change things too much unless somebody finds a problem. Then that's okay to change. But when things are working well, I don't see that there's a big need to get very rambunctious about changing how we're doing things. Mm-hmm. And that's my main worry. I don't want our hospital going down some avenues that other places have gone down and got it in trouble, both financially or medical care-wise.
Well, Dr. Tom Lawrence, candidate and incumbent for the Ponderay Hospital District Board of Trustees, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.